This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As we begin this, the first full working week of the new year, Ben Stone, Executive Director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, is anticipating
probably the least exciting year in terms of business vitality that we've seen for probably 7 or 8 years. It's going to be more like the period after 9/11 when things really quieted down. But there will be opportunity. It's always there. People that are more resourceful come up with new products, new services, new approaches, new ideas.
Stone sees the technology sector as one that continues to hold great promise. He says that businesses can learn from the Obama presidential campaign and its effective use of digital communications to reach their target markets.
The playing field's been leveled. You don't have to be a big company to have some aggressive customer outreach. So the Obama campaign, I think, provides a very effective template to measure one's own efforts against.
Stone says there is also an upside to some of the glum news that has dominated the past few months. The drop in area housing prices, for instance, may make it easier for employers to attract new hires to Sonoma County.
It's changed big time, and I think it will continue to change, which is good news if you're looking to buy a house or if you're looking to come here and take a job. Probably less good news if you own a home, but the median price right now is around $300,000. That'll probably drop by another $50,000, so our median price would be $250,000, $275,000, which will make Sonoma County one of the most affordable, if not the most affordable, in the Bay Area.
Unemployment has also risen noticeably higher in the past few months, but Stone prefers to focus on the inverse figure.
Right now, we have 6% unemployment in Sonoma County and probably throughout most of the North Bay. A couple years ago, it was 4%. So instead of having 96% of people employed, we have 94%. My point is most people have jobs. Most people are making income. The price of gas has gone down, so in some ways income has gone up for people.
Something new that has come in with the new year is California's climate change bill, AB 32. Stone predicts it may have its biggest impact on the local labor force.
In Sonoma County, about 60% of our emissions come from transportation. And so if you receive goods or if you have a lot of employees coming from long distances, a new pressure is going to be on companies to find ways to get the employees there by alternative means. Or I think maybe very exciting will be telecommuting will probably grow, simply because with technology being what it is, the pressure will create new opportunities to telecommute.
Another trend that may gain strength in the year ahead is increased foreign investment in area firms, something Stone predicts will ebb and flow with the strength of the dollar. But when all is said and done, he says, 2009 probably won't be that much of a year to remember.
So most people have jobs. A vast majority of people have jobs. Some aspects of life are getting cheaper, like housing and gas prices. So people will be looking to enjoy their life. It just will be less vibrant than they've had over the last 7 or 8 years. And then a couple years from now, things should be turning around.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.